Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, Cooper Flagg, we're all waiting to see how the ankle is for the youngster at Duke as March Madness is beginning. But while we're waiting on that, we want to go ahead and bring in his mother, Kelly Flagg, who joins us because she is here from a program brought to you by Dr. Scholes. It's called Soul Support, S-O-L-E, Soul Support Moms of Sports. Kelly, welcome to the show. What is this all about, Soul Support?
Hey, thanks for having me. I just, you know, this is exciting to be partnering with Dr. Scholes because as a mom of three boys who are all involved in sports, I know firsthand how important it is to have the right support, both physically and emotionally.
So I always wondered about when Cooper was, because you say three boys and they're playing sports and you're in Maine, and I think about like Mike Bordick or Joyn Benoit-Samuel. There hadn't been a lot of huge athletes out of our only state with one syllable, as you know. Cooper at 14, you could see it right there, the talent. And so you picked a high school for him down in Florida. What was that like to be separated so when he was so young, and how did he deal with it?
You know, it was a tough decision for us, obviously, to even consider sending our kids off to school and leave, you know, our hometown and the school that, you know, generations of us and our family had attended. But it was the right decision, and we knew that they needed to be pushed athletically to really, you know, get the training and the development that they needed. And it was really, really hard as a mom to send them off so far, but I was fortunate, you know, to have friends that were living nearby, so we were able to go and visit them fairly often, but not often enough because we ended up moving down there the following year.
So what's it like when your son is in eighth grade, colleges are already kind of drooling over him, trying to get him to think about maybe coming to their college? That's got to be very exciting. But on the other hand, you're like, hey, he's 12 years old and he has a lot of academics he has to deal with. He needs to stay grounded. And obviously your family did a great job in doing that. So how about walking the line between excitement over the hype and then remembering that he was just a little kid at the time?
Yeah, we, you know, we have a great circle of people. I think we've kept our circle small, and he's always been surrounded by people who are truth tellers. And the truth is, like, all of that hype goes away if you don't put in the work. And so we just continued to kind of beat that drum that, you know, none of that really matters, and block out the noise. And he's done a really good job of kind of not paying attention to the hype and reading too much into it, because we remind him daily that it can all disappear very quickly.
Well, also, the whole thing with NIL, and he signed a new deal with a shoe deal with New Balance. In a way, you have to grow up very fast now when you are a blue chip athlete in college, and you have to become somewhat of a business person, don't you?
Fortunately for us, being at a school in Florida sort of kept the NIL opportunities away from him until just this year. That they changed those laws. And so it allowed us not to focus on, you know, the money aspects of what's happening in this landscape, and really keep the focus where it belongs, which is on the basketball. And so we actually, you know, we were saying, oh, I thought they were going to, you know, allow NIL, and this is too bad. And, you know, he has these opportunities that he can't take advantage of. But I think, you know, in the long run, I think it played to our favor because, like I said, the focus was right where it needed to be.
And you yourself, I know your husband played at the JC level, but you yourself played for the Maine Black Bears. Do you see any of your game in Cooper? And then people might say, oh, I'm just kidding around. I'm serious. Do you see something like, oh, yeah, I would do that behind the back pass right there? I mean, how much of that flair did he get from his mom?
I would say probably none. he has watched some of my game film and has told me that he was not all that impressed. So I don't know. I will tell you, I just found out that my free throw percentage was better than his. So I apparently was at 84%, and he's only at 83.6 right now. So I'm going to take that and run with it.
Now, the other question is he still growing?
I mean, I haven't seen an x-ray recently to see if his growth plates are completely closed. I haven't noticed if he's grown a lot, although my husband says he looks taller all the time when we see him. He is only 18, and I know that, you know, some guys grow until they're 21. So, you know, who knows? But 6'9" is an okay height, I think, to reach, and he does okay at that size.
Now, he's going to be, knock on wood, barring anything terrible, he's going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. And now he could always go back to school. He'd be able to make money. We know that. But being the number one overall pick, sometimes people have gone back, like Tim Duncan and Andrew Luck in football. But a lot of people say that his game, maybe if you want to compare him to an NBA player, most resembles maybe a Scottie Pippen. So for you, when you're making that decision, is it already a done deal, or is it still something that you need to talk about after the season?
I definitely think it'll be a conversation that, you know, will take place after the season. But right now, 100% of our focus as a family, and I know 100% of Cooper's focus, is on winning a national championship with Duke, and, you know, that's where it should be. So we're going to worry about that when the time comes, but right now we're just focused on winning the next game.
Now, some people might say, listen, Duke does not need Cooper in the early rounds. And we've all, I mean, especially, you know, as a basketball player, when you turn an ankle, it's extremely painful and you need to just wait on it. So in your mind, do you think, hey, look, why don't we hold him out a couple rounds? Or on the other hand, you say, look, we'll tape him up. He's fine. Let's get at it. I mean, how much do you have to kind of bite your lip when the doctors are talking about this stuff?
I have, you know, 100% confidence in the medical staff at Duke that they will do what's best. They're getting recommendations from, you know, anybody that, you know, they should. And you know, they're going to take all information. All his scans were great. You know, from what I'm being told, that it was a fairly minor situation that is healing quickly. Cooper's never, you know, this was the first time for him that he's ever missed games due to an injury in his entire life. And it was definitely hard for him to be sitting on the sidelines. And if I know Cooper, he's going to do everything he can to get out on that floor. So I know he heals quickly. But I also know that, you know, the Duke staff is not going to put him in a situation where they're risking his, you know, his health long term. And so, you know, all those things being weighed, I think, you know, he'll be ready to go on Friday. That's my best guess. But again, I think it will be up to the medical staff to do what's best.
Very good. I just have two more questions for you. Number one, it's not just rubber basketballs through metal hoops. You guys like bean bags in holes too. What, talk about the love of cornhole, please.
Absolutely. So I don't know. Several summers ago, my husband made homemade cornhole boards, and Cooper, it was this one, you know, one of those things, he has picked up every athletic thing he's ever tried. He's been good at, which is really annoying. But he, for some reason, is really good at cornhole. And he has an alter ego. His name is Horn Kohler. And we have lots of backyard competitions. But he's actually not the best cornhole player in our family. That would be me. Andy Bedard, who is was their main United coach in the EYBL, and coached the boys from fourth grade all the way up through. He and I together are quite the duo, and we can't be beat. So, you know, that's one thing I feel pretty confident that I can beat him at. But he's pretty good at it, I will say.
Very good. Last question for you. I remember seeing a picture of your family, your husband and your three sons, and I would say, I don't know, Cooper's about 10, and he's wearing a Steph Curry shirt. Can we out here in San Francisco dare to dream somehow, some way, he might be a Warrior someday?
Listen, I wouldn't hate that at all. You know, I think Steph is an amazing player. He is one of the greatest, if not the best shooter of all time. Half of Cooper's bedroom when he, for about 4 years, we redecorated his bedroom, and half of his bedroom was Golden State Warriors themed, and the other half was Larry Bird themed. So those players have had a pretty significant impact on his basketball development and who he is as a player.
Very cool. We've been speaking with Kelly Flagg, mom of Cooper Flagg, because Dr. Scholes has a new program called Soul Support Moms of Sports. Kelly, so great having you on. Hope the ankle's good. Best of luck with the tournament, your decision to go pro or not, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. It was our pleasure. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.